This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic, saying international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 has killed more than 2,800 people. The largest numbers of confirmed cases in Africa are in South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second and final term in office, Tsai said relations between Taiwan and China had reached an historical turning point. She said both sides have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent the intensification of antagonism and differences. Tsai and her Democratic Progressive Party won January's presidential and parliamentary elections by a landslide, vowing to stand up to China. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election. European markets are sluggish in midday Wednesday trading. This as optimism over a potential coronavirus vaccine earlier this week steadily begins to fade. Most Asian markets ended their trading sessions higher on Wednesday. Global markets soared earlier this week after a U.S.-based company talked about initial tests for a possible vaccine. This is VOA News. More than 5 million eligible voters in the East African nation of Burundi are heading to the polls Wednesday. They will choose a successor to longtime President Pierre Nkurunziza. Nkurunziza is stepping down after 15 years in office, the last five marked by violent upheaval after his disputed bid for a third term forced over 300,000 Burundians to flee the impoverished country. A UN investigation determined that hundreds of people killed during the unrest were targeted by government forces, a charge Burundi has denied. Seven candidates are running for the chance to succeed in Nkurunziza. Wednesday's vote is also being conducted amid an outbreak of the novel coronavirus in the country, which has had only 42 confirmed cases and one confirmed death. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn.